It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today, I will tell you about an organization putting love into action to combat social injustices youth face relating to mental health, physical health, education, and exposure. They strive to empower youth and foster leaders within the South Side Chicago's priority communities. Also, I'm going to tell you about a six-week event that just wrapped up that was aimed at providing resources to help 42 local Black and Latin nonprofits expand leadership and professional development. For Lizzie Carroll, education is important. As an educator herself, she found that communities on the South Side of Chicago have so much to celebrate. Based on those four pillars, which once again include, of course, education, as well as mental and physical health and exposure, Lizzie created a grassroots nonprofit organization that is trying to pave the way for kids on the South Side of Chicago to be agents of change in their own communities.
So my name is Lizzie Carroll. I'm the founder of Lead with Love, which is a community outreach organization on the South Side of Chicago. What inspired me to found the organization, I was a teacher in CPS. Well, I still am a teacher in CPS on the South Side for about 5 years at the time that I started the organization. And just seeing the different kind of struggles and things that our students were going through at the time, given we founded the organization in 2020, so the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, it was a lot for all of us, but especially youth. I was seeing their struggles and just really where the gaps fell when CPS school closures happened, and then the pandemic obviously disproportionately affecting Black and brown communities, that all of that influenced us and ultimately drove us to found the organization. We also lost a student in 2019, so this whole organization was kind of inspired and driven by his legacy and his love of leading and helping others.
Lizzie, what are some of the projects and initiatives you guys participate in throughout the year?
So throughout the year, we offer no-cost programs and initiatives and different like events year-round. So throughout the year, we start our year with CPS school year. So starting in September, when the students go back to school, we offer a back-to-school drive. So we have like books, backpacks, all kinds of supplies and fun crafts and activities for kids. And then throughout the school year, we offer after-school programs. In the past, we've done like tutoring. We offer support with high school applications, college applications. We've offered basketball, fitness, yoga, dance in various CPS elementary schools. Now we have our own community center, so we're starting to offer after-school programs right at our center. And then we also offer, so that's in September, and then ongoing, we offer different community classes and workshops for kids and adults, especially a dance program. So we have a free dance program, which is actually super important to me because I grew up dancing and I know the importance of just being able to express yourself creatively, especially when you're going through hardships. So we started our free dance program called Love Moves, and that's ongoing throughout the school year as well. And then as far as like events upcoming in December, we have our Darnell's Holiday Drive, which is another kind of memorial event for our student that passed away. And this drive really focuses on those who are grieving or have lost somebody during the holiday times. It can just be very difficult. So we try to provide holiday gifts for families and kids that are in need during this time. And that's all related to kind of our mental health pillar. We're really focused on four different pillars. So all of the activities, the events, everything that we provide to the community falls under the pillars of mental health, physical health, education, and exposure. With our physical health at the center, especially now, we have all kinds of resources for families. So families can fill out like an emergency need response form. They can come to the center on an ongoing basis where we have free clothes, free shoes, hygiene products, books, school supplies, you name it. We have a bunch of different resources for families and teens. We also have offer a teen girls wellness fair in the spring. So just kind of going through the school year in the spring, we offer it around Women's History Month. And we provide a lot of education on like reproductive health, reproductive rights, and offer a lot of period products and just kind of fight some inequities and injustices that our girls are facing.
You mentioned Darnell's Holiday Drive, and that's something that I know you guys are currently looking for sponsors of. How can people donate or participate in Darnell's Holiday Drive?
Yeah, absolutely. We're currently looking for sponsors right now. So we do have a sign-up sheet. It's on, if you go to our Instagram, it's in, on a link in our bio. It's also on our website. Our Instagram is leadwithloveshi, C-H-I. And then our website is www.leadwithloveshi.org. And they have a, we have a form that you can fill out to sign up to become a sponsor with a sponsorship program. You actually get matched. It's not like your Toys for Tots or just a regular drive where you just buy generic toys. Kids actually fill out individualized wish lists and then they get matched with a sponsor. So the sponsor would receive who their child is and then get to see items that they would like for the holiday season, and then they can go shopping and select something from the actual wish list. So it's very personal. They're kind of encouraged to write a card or like an uplifting message to the child or family, and then they wrap the gifts and we have Santa and the kids come and it's a great time. But yeah, we do have the signups on our Instagram and on our website, and we're going to be accepting sponsors for the next week. So we're really trying. Last year we had about 200 kids that were able to get their wish list sponsored. It is a $50 minimum requirement, but yeah, we're definitely looking for, I think we need about 70 more sponsors, so hopefully we can get that done.
Lizzie Carroll, the founder of Lead With Love, joining us this morning on Score Values. And Lizzie, I want to expand on one of the pillars that you mentioned, and that is exposure. When you discuss a lot of your priority communities, there's always the discussion of, when people hear about these communities in the media, a lot of times the media coverage and what people think of when it comes to these communities is negative news. How important is it for you guys with the people that you serve and the children that you reach out to show all the good that is going on in these communities?
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great question. So for exposure, we have a youth leaders program. So a lot of the kids that we founded this with, as I mentioned, I'm a teacher. So during the pandemic, this was kind of collaborative with youth in mind and youth at the forefront leading these initiatives and drives. They're always volunteering and helping with like service projects and wanting to mentor other youth and those that are in high school, helping out with younger initiatives or programs that we're running. So it's really beautiful to be able to highlight like their leadership within the community. That was the whole idea behind this organization, is like to give them a platform to showcase their talent, to showcase all the beautiful things that are happening that are typically, as you mentioned, are overlooked or kind of surpassed by the media and all of the negative things that are portrayed in the media. There's so much beautiful, so many beautiful things happening within the community and so many incredible youth that we want to use this organization as a platform to highlight them and the things that they're doing and the work that we're collectively doing and the hope that we're bringing to the community.
Lizzie, what are some of the ways that you guys have been able to build relationships with the communities that you work with?
Mm-hmm. I think most of us, so also another fun fact about Lead With Love, none of us are employees. We all do this voluntarily. We're all teachers or mental health as far as like our exec board. We're all teachers or mental health professionals. So I think with that in mind, it's just we already had really great connections and relationships with like the students and families that we serve in the school setting. And it was like, how can we really take this a step further and provide the support and resources needed beyond just during, you know, from 8 to 4. Like we wanted to really expand this and have this be on the weekends, during the summer, over breaks, like whenever and whatever it is that people or families need, like they can access those things. So I think having those relationships established already helps us kind of expand and spread the word and promote, and having people trust us and know that we have the right intentions and we are doing this work. We've been doing this work, but now we are using it, doing it year round on a larger scale.
Lizzie, you mentioned that a lot of your volunteers are educators. What is it like to have so many people who work in education, where it's not an easy job, you guys work a lot of hours, but they're putting in the extra effort and extra hours to help your foundation and to continue to improve some of the communities that they work in?
I think, as I mentioned, it just speaks on who I have on the board. It's just incredible to see their dedication and their willingness to sacrifice, volunteer their time to, for overall the betterment of the community and the kids that we love and that we serve. I think that we're all really have a deep sense of like social justice driven mindset, where we really want to address like these root causes of violence. We understand like when we see these statistics or these news stories, it's like we understand what are driving these things, right? And it's all these different injustices that our kids are facing. So we identified like the areas that are most affected by Chicago's violence. Many of us were already working in schools in those communities, and we really try to bring these resources and programs and like positive things to these neighborhoods. Not that they're lacking in any way, but to really highlight the kids and the youth that are there and to give them more of a sense of pride and like where they're from and what they can do and how they can be leaders and change agents within their own communities.
Lizzie Carroll, the founder of Lead with Love, joining me this morning on Score Values. Lizzie, what type of volunteers do you guys look for?
As far as volunteers, we prefer people that have experience with kids, but it's not necessary. We do have drives for adults and families as well. So like even just distributing food or doing those things, we really are open to whoever would be able and willing to volunteer their time. It's definitely appreciated. We don't really discriminate anyone that wants to help. We are open and willing to accept volunteers. Again, we do have a sign-up form for that too. That can be found on our Instagram page or on our website. And we just kind of have a database of volunteers that have shown interest in working with us in the past, and anytime an opportunity arises for whether that be an event, a program that we're doing, resource distribution, we'll just contact the list and see who's available. So if it aligns with people's schedules and they want to volunteer for whatever reasons, we've had people volunteer for hours for school, for their jobs. We've done like corporations come and volunteer together. So whatever the case may be, we would just really love to have the support and help and for other people to be educated on what it is we're bringing to the community and what it is that our youth have to offer.
Lizzie Carroll, the founder of Lead with Love, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for allowing us to speak about this.
Thank you once again. Great stuff there from Lizzie Carroll, the founder of Lead with Love Chicago. You heard Lizzie mention that most of her volunteers are educators, and that includes the Director of Education, Hannah Missar. Hannah joined me as well, and she discussed what drove her to join this organization and to put the extra time in to help youth on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, I think more of just the injustices that we see in different neighborhoods in Chicago, primarily Auburn Gresham and Englewood, and just being able to bring resources and things into the neighborhood that is needed and things like that is kind of why we focus on the south side. And actually the founder, Lizzie Carroll, she taught on the south side, is kind of what sparked the area. And after just seeing the injustices and things within the neighborhoods is kind of why we decided to focus on the south side of Chicago.
Hannah Missar, the Director of Education for Lead with Love, joining us now on Score Values. Hannah, for yourself, you're an educator yourself. What inspired you to get involved with Lead with Love?
I think just, you know, I'm a teacher on the west side, so it kind of just the things that I was seeing within the community that I work in was kind of the same as the core values that I know that Lizzie that taught on the South Side was, you know, working towards and things like that. So it kind of just, we shared values and ideas of things that we wanted to do for, you know, various neighborhoods that definitely I feel like need to be put into the spotlight, and also just shown all the great things that are in those neighborhoods that maybe media and things like that is looking past. So what I do every day within the classroom, I think that kind of also correlates with what we do at Lead with Love, just as far as, you know, working with youth, even adults. So it's just something that I'm super passionate about. I love kids. I love working with kids. And it kind of just, you know, it kind of all correlates together, I feel like. So it was something that wasn't hard for me to say, oh, yeah, I want to do this. You know, it was something that I was already kind of engaged with. And it was just another opportunity I felt to kind of show those strengths.
The exposure part, I want to expand on that a little bit. How important is that with some of the stigmas that go along with, you mentioned the media coverage that is not always great when it comes to neighborhoods on the South Side or neighborhoods like you say you work in on the West Side as well.
Yeah. I think just, yeah, like exposure, you know, I think there are some really great things that are happening on the South Side of Chicago that I sometimes feel like might get overlooked. So I think the exposure piece is just being able for the youth and children and even adults within the community that are doing great things. You know, there's a lot of great things going on. And I think it's really good for, you know, the community just to be able to see, okay, you know, there are these great things going on, or I do have access to this, or, you know, I'm able to go here, or whatever the case is. And also just for people who maybe are unfamiliar with those areas to kind of just see like what else is going on here aside from maybe what you see or maybe what you can look up on Google.
All right, Hannah, you mentioned the founder of Lead with Love, Lizzie Carroll. How would you describe her as a leader of this organization, an educator, and just a person in the community that helps so many people?
Yeah. Lizzie definitely is a good friend of mine. So I think I, you know Lizzie in a different way that maybe an outsider, doesn't know Lizzie. But I think even just looking in and seeing what Lizzie does kind of just shows the kind of person that she is. I think that she definitely values, the organization. She values the community that she, you know, is holding this organization in, and it definitely shows through the acts of various things that she does. I think that she's a great leader of the foundation, and I'm so happy that she, you know, started this. I think it is a true character. It just definitely shines a light of, like, who Lizzie is as a person, and, you know, I wouldn't want to change that in any way.
Hannah Missar, the Director of Education for Lead with Love. Hannah, one more time, I know Lizzie brought it up as well, but how can people be a sponsor for Darnell's Holiday Drive?
Yeah, so if you go on our website, leadwithlovechai.org, there's a link, and you're able to click that and sign up to be a sponsor. We ask that $50 minimum, and the kids, well, some of them are toys, you know, they'll put, we have clothing, all the kids will have their sizes on there. So it's kind of at your discretion how much you would like to spend or you want to spend, but we just ask that $50 minimum per kid, because I know that sometimes it'll be a family of children, you could sponsor more than one kid, but on our website is a way to sign up to be a sponsor.
The website, once again, leadwithlovechai.org. Recently, the Chicago Bulls, Pepsi, and AMPT, an organization helping Black and Latin-led nonprofit organizations on the South Side of Chicago, they got together with 42 nonprofit organizations for an initiative called Project Elevate. Project Elevate was focused on helping these nonprofit leaders with resources intended to expand their leadership skills and encourage professional development. Angela Munghia, the director of AMPT, joined me to discuss Project Elevate and the work of her organization. We now welcome Angela Mungia to the show this morning. She is the executive director of AMP, Advancing Nonprofits. Angela, good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
So why don't we start with you telling us a little bit about your organization, AMP, Advancing Nonprofits.
Yeah, happy to do so. So AMP, Advancing Nonprofits, that we affectionately call just AMP, opened its doors in 2020 after a local study was conducted that highlighted organizations on the south and the west sides of Chicago received less capacity building support and funding than organizations in different parts of the city. So over 300 organizations were interviewed, and in this process, they offered recommendations on how they could better be supported. And ultimately, those recommendations are what turned into AMP. And so AMP supports small, Black, and Latina-led nonprofit organizations with capacity building through an anti-racist framework. We provide workshops, grants, and access to other resources to help organizations build their foundation and develop healthy sustainability.
At the core of your mission, something you just mentioned, is addressing systemic racial inequalities and serving as a model for anti-racist systems and processes. How would you describe your model in that regard?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that at its core, it means that we center people first. We recognize that a one-size-fits-all approach, you know, hardly fits many and often leaves a lot of people out of opportunities with regards to, you know, funding and you know, different resources. And so there's also a lot of harm replicated that way. And so for us, you know, many of our workshops and our processes lead with a human component and really urges other leaders of organizations to do the same thing. You know, how do we do things differently? How do we think more creatively that allows us to center the people at our organizations and in our communities so that we can have greater impact? It also means that when we're using these models, we take it back to the philanthropic community here in Chicago. We say to them, hey, we're doing things differently than how it's been done. And so these processes can, in fact, be changed and they can be replicated. And we urge the philanthropic community to also shift the way that they think about giving when it comes to small organizations.
Yeah, well, that kind of leads us into this event, and that's Project Elevate, something that you guys partnered with Pepsi and the Chicago Bulls, a six-week event. Tell us a little bit about Project Elevate.
Yeah, so Project Elevate was a six-week capacity-building program that we did in partnership with the Chicago Bulls and with Pepsi. We provided 42 Black and Latina leaders from nonprofit organizations with resources to support their leadership and also expand their organizational infrastructure. So they get the opportunity to attend a series of workshops with topics that range from, you know, growing their brand to marketing and all the way to finance.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of the ways that you help some of these organizations. How often are you guys finding new organizations to work with?
Yeah, often. So at AMP, like I mentioned before, we run workshops and provide grants and other resources. And so, you know, over the course of the year, we offer a number of different opportunities. And every single time we open the doors, everything is open to any organization. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to have, you know, previous experience with us. And so, you know, at this stage in the game, every year we're working with a little over 100 organizations.
How can people get involved?
That's a great question. I would say that there's a few ways, right? So people can follow us on social media. We're, you know, we are across all platforms at AMPT Chicago. Folks can also look at our website, ampchicago.org. They can share our resources and information to other people that they know, you know, who could use our support in getting their own nonprofits off the ground. And of course, donating, right? Donating always helps us to further our reach and our impact to different organizations.
Angela Mungia joining us on Score Values this morning. She is the executive director of AMP. And I don't want to put you in too tough of a spot here because I know you guys work with a lot of nonprofit organizations, but can you name a few here that do some good work in the community?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we've done really great work with organizations like Gage Park Latinx Council, the Lighthouse Foundation, and Las Tablas farm worker and landscaper advocacy project, Equity and Transformation, the Chicago Freedom School, right? We work with a range of organizations that focus on different things, from youth development work to arts and culture to policy. Because for us, it's not about working in a particular focus area, but instead supporting all organizations who are doing all types of really meaningful and impactful work.
You mentioned that you guys do a lot of different, provide a lot of resources to the nonprofit organizations that you work with. Do you find that you kind of have to cater each relationship based on the nonprofit organization?
Absolutely. And so, you know, bringing it back to the anti-racist framework, right? It's about centering people. And so we know that one organization is going to have a completely different set of needs from another. And where it's possible, we definitely try to take things, you know, and cohort them. But we really do try to get to know each organization individually and to be able to provide them with the resources that are going to best support them. So it is a lot of one-on-one work. It is a lot of relationship building. And ultimately, it helps us both to create the best outcomes for the support that they need.
Are there any other initiatives or events that you guys are looking ahead to the rest of the year or into 2024?
Yeah, so actually next week on November 15th at 10 a.m., we have a free online workshop to help organizations understand how to find grant money for their work. It's open to the public. Anyone can join, even those who don't have nonprofits and just want to understand what grant, you know, cultivation looks like. They can register on our website, ampchicago.org, or on our Instagram page, or they can just actually look on our Facebook page and we stream it live. Next year, we'll actually be celebrating our 5-year anniversary. And so at the end of the year, we'll be having a big celebration that folks can attend and they can also donate towards the future of AMP.
Angela Mungia, thank you so much for joining us this morning. One more time on the website for AMP and what people can find there.
Sure. AMPTChicago.org is our website, or AMPTChicago handles across Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X. And you can find resources. You can find everything about our staff. You can find about our approach, as well as upcoming events for nonprofit organizations.
Angela, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Once again, that was Angela Mungia of AMPT, Advancing Nonprofits. Her organization, as well as Pepsi and the Bulls, just participated in a capacity-building initiative for local nonprofits called Project Elevate. I want to thank our guests this morning. We had Lizzie Carroll, the founder of Lead With Love, who joined me, as well as the Director of Education for Lead With Love, Hannah Mishar, and as you just heard right there, Angela Mungia of AMPT. That's going to do it for another edition of Score Values. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Alex Kuhn. Thank you once again for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.